Where you going when you leave?
In Lovin' Southwest. Well, I've got to finish up an interview in Coahoma County, and then I'm going up to Helma, and then I'm going to, you know where Stone County is, or Israel, really? Or North County?
Yeah, you tell me about that.
Yeah, and then down to El Dorado, and then down with the crazy Coonasses.
You going from El Dorado to Louisiana?
Yeah.
How far down Louisiana?
I think I start in Livingston Parish. Let me see.
Going forward, New Orleans?
And boom, boom, boom like that, I can get to it, but that's tough. Well, a woman around her wrist she might wear.
A bracelet.
Okay.
Wrist watch.
What would she carry in her hand?
Purse.
All right. What about, and a man, what would he wear to hold up his trousers?
Suspenders.
And to hold over him when it rained, he'd wear, he'd have a...
An umbrella.
Now, if you put a lot of things in your pockets, you say they, it makes them...
Full? Stuff?
Makes them...
Big?
But...
Bulge out?
Bulge out, okay. In hot water, seems everything seems to put a shirt in hot water and always seems
fade
or
shrink.
Shrink up. I think the one I washed yesterday
has shrunk.
Shrunk. Lately, it seems every one I've washed is
shrinking.
Okay. This you might say a coat won't. This coat won't fit me this year, but last year
it was just right.
Last year it
fit fine.
Fit fine. Now a bed. What was the last thing you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
You put your head on a
pillow.
Is that one of them? Them things that went. You ever see one of them? They went clear across the bed.
A spring?
Yeah. A bedspread went
all the way across the bed.
Went all the way across the bed. Okay, and what would you put on the bed for warmth?
Blanket.
You know, one of those little patched up things that they always use. Remember them?
I call them bedspread.
Okay. Or when say when somebody came to visit and there weren't enough beds, they might make a what?
Pallet
on the floor. You remember them?
Yeah.
Folks had to sleep on the floor. Let's see, I have a couple other things I want to go in with you here. Oh, this is important. I like to get it again. When somebody's leaving after a visit, what would you tell them? You might say,
good night or goodbye.
And I hope
come back to hope to see you again.
Okay. And when somebody might come up to this on the street, and if you want to know the time, what would you say?
Ask him what time it is.
Yeah, you'd ask him.
How you doing?
What would you say to me? Just like you asked me like you did.